I came home one day, and my daughter said, "Hey, there's a message for you. That guy from Jimmy Kimmel Live called." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I thought it was just the guys at the studio screwing around. And sure enough, it was Jimmy. He'd been a fan of our work for a while, and probably knows more about type than I do. And it came time where he was looking to do a little rebrand of the show and thought we might be the guys to help him pull that off. So flash forward to us, you know, throwing back and forth all our favorite, you know, signs from delis and from, you know, the Vegas pylons of the, you know, the air of the neon strip, and, you know, him taking pictures of movies on TV and shooting them over. "I want it sort of like this, but not like this. And what do you guys think?" And so there was a lot of back and forth, you know, just trying to nail down the aesthetic that captured a little bit of Hollywood, a little bit of his Brooklyn and Vegas roots. And what we ended up with was, you know, hopefully something that, you know, encapsulated all those curves and feelings. And again, like we say in the book, I mean, it almost sort of, the answer kind of presented itself once we started having this dialogue of exchanging images and, you know, all the cool stuff that, you know, I always say that those things that got us interested in graphic design and signage and communication in the first place were a lot of the same pieces that we were both riffing on.